Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made procreation, right, to use that term, father and mother and then children. And when you have that structure, it's good. That's why when you have an absent father or an absent mother, a single parent family for example, there's an imbalance and there's turbulence in that. But recently there was an interview that I watched with a woman who was brought up by two mothers, right, which obviously is not the Islamic way of doing it at all. She's saying this from experience, right? She's saying this from experience, not from homophobia, as they say. She's saying this from experience that it was not the ideal and healthy situation, because humans need a father and a mother. So yes, two mothers, as good as they may be, as individuals or care or compassion or whatever, you can't replace a father. And likewise, if you have just a father in the house, you don't have a mother, you just can't replace that.